You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Today we are speaking with Jane Hill, CEO of Ovarian Cancer Australia. Good afternoon, Jane.
Good afternoon.
February is Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, but before we get into that, let's just start with your role within Ovarian Cancer Australia. Could you tell us a little bit about the organisation and the work that you do?
Well, Ovarian Cancer Australia is the leading national organisation supporting women and saving lives for those that are diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And our work comprises making Australians aware of ovarian cancer, speaking to government to improve funding of ovarian cancer, so that's advocacy. We support the women and the families that are going through ovarian cancer, and we also fund research for cutting-edge endeavour into finding better treatments for ovarian cancer.
So February is a very important month for the organisation. Could you give us an overview of what February is dedicated to achieving?
February is Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, and we're asking all your listeners to please get some teal into their wardrobe, because teal is the international colour for ovarian cancer. There's a lot on in terms of fundraising events and awareness events, and you can find all about it on our website, ovariancancer.net.au. In the coming week, we're meeting with parliamentarians in Canberra, and the Prime Minister will be speaking on Wednesday about ovarian cancer at our parliamentary breakfast. So there's a lot on, and there's many ways to get involved, including buying a teal ribbon from Terry White Chemmart or Black Pepper stores nationally or on our website.
And of course, finally, speaking about early detection and how crucial it is to diagnosis and recovery, to everyone listening, what are some ways they can be smart and alert about the risks?
Well, unfortunately, for ovarian cancer, there's no early detection test. So in the absence of that, women need to be very aware of their bodies, and they need to know the signs and symptoms of ovarian cancer, and they include pelvic or abdominal pain, feeling full after eating a small amount, urgency or frequency of wanting to go to the toilet, or a bloated stomach. And for most people, you know, we experience those symptoms quite a lot. But if you, if they are new to you and they're persistent over a 4 to 6 week period, we recommend that you consult your GP.
Yep, some good advice there. Thank you, Jane, for speaking with me today, and all the best for the rest of your work during this month particularly, but also the rest of the year.
Thank you so much.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.